What Really Happened radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to hour number two of our show. Let's wrap up on this situation with Iran and Israel. It's not about a nuclear threat of war. It's not about conflict. It's not about wiping somebody off the map. It's about dollar signs. Right now, as long as Israel is the only nation in that part of the world with a nuclear technology infrastructure, the Dimona reactor, all the other things they've got going on, and yes, they have nuclear weapons, and yes, they got caught trying to sell one to South Africa. But as long as they're the only provider of medical isotopes and industrial destaticking machines and everything else that can be done with nuclear technology peacefully, building, they use gamma sources to literally X-ray building load-bearing members and make sure they're still. That's all kinds of things you can do with this stuff. And it's all very expensive. And as long as Israel is the only supplier, they can charge whatever they want. But if Iraq starts marketing and exporting peaceful nuclear technology, or Iran starts marketing peaceful nuclear technology, or Syria starts exporting peaceful nuclear technology, then competition drives the prices down, and Israel can't charge the price they want to anymore. That's what's going on here. Israel's the sixth largest nuclear power on Earth. They have bombs. They have delivery systems. They have submarines loaded with nuclear-tipped cruise missiles. Nobody's going to attack them. But Israel's being greedy. That's all there is to this. Israel is greedy, and Iran's peaceful nuclear infrastructure is a threat to Israel's export market. And that is the real reason your children are going to be sent off to die in a war on Iran. Look at the tail end of the war in Lebanon, where Israel was just bombing everything, and even the United Nations observers who hadn't been killed by the bombs were saying, why is Israel bombing all these civilian facilities? Well, these civilian facilities were factories that were making products for export that directly competed with Israeli exports. This whole thing is about market share. Iran is not a threat. They're not in the habit of invading other people. They build things to sell. They make products to sell, and that's the threat. How dare they make a product that drives our prices down? That means war. That's what's going on here. Now, the U.S. Congress is continuing to push for war with Iran. They passed that nonsensical resolution basically saying that there is one and only response to Iran's nuclear threat, and that will be total war. No more negotiations, no more containment, no more sanctions, just bomb them and get it over with. Or as John McCain would say, bomb, 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 Iran. It's a big joke to them. It's just a big joke, something to laugh about. Big yuck, yuck, yuck. Because they're not going to have to go, and they're not going to have to pay for it, and nobody they know or care about is going to have to go or pay for it. But they're all hot and bothered for the war, and it's more than just Iran. They want war on everybody, and you know why? Because that's going to balance the books. The most holy books at the most holy churches of money over on Wall Street, they're starting to see the red ink seep in. How do we get rid of the red ink? Well, with plenty of red blood. Nothing erases red ink faster than red blood. So the United States got out of the crash of 1907 with World War I. 35 million dead, but the banks were saved. Just good business, really. Nothing personal. And the U.S. got out of the crash of 1929 with World War II. 60 million dead. 2.5% of the entire world population, but the banks were saved. Just good business, really. Nothing personal. And here we are in the crash of 2008, and look how hard the United States is trying to start World War III. 1 billion will likely die in the coming nuclear war, but the banks will be saved. Just good business, really. Nothing personal. We'll be right back.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. a complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Now, Russia Today ran a story earlier based on research being done by Wayne Madsen. And it goes back to this situation where Bibi Netanyahu vanished for several days and nobody knew where he was. It was all big hush-hush secret. A lot of speculation. Where is he going? And it turns out that he had gone to Russia in an attempt to secure the release of some Mossad agents who were arrested attempting to hijack a Russian ship, the Arctic Sea, with the intention of using it in a false flag operation. They were going to load all kinds of weapons onto the ship and sail it to Iran and arrange for it to be intercepted in order to frame Russia for violating arms embargoes and so forth with Iran. And I mention this story because we know that absent a false flag of some kind, Israel and the U.S. government are not going to get support for any more wars. We've been at war for 10 years now. We're tired of it. We're tired of our money going to pay for all of this weaponry that doesn't really work all that much. It's just a cash sink. We're tired of our children dying in wars on other people's enemies. We're tired of a government that constantly rents our children out as mercenaries for Israel's wars. Enough is enough. We want it to stop. And so apparently Russia is now going public on this botched false flag attempt to try and demonize Russia and frame Iran for having weapons that Iran says they don't have. They may have even had a nuclear bomb they were going to put on this thing. And I mention this story because the other day when I was saying that Israel would love to trick the U.S. and Russia into a mutually destructive war so that Israel, with their nuclear weapons, would rule the world afterwards, I got a lot of nasty emails saying, oh, you're an anti-Semite. Israel would never do something like that. And Israel didn't attack the U.S.'s liberty. It was a suicide. They were all depressed. All this other stuff that's poured in. Yeah, here we are. Israel, Mossad agents, steal a Russian ship, use it to get caught smuggling weapons to Iran and all of it. Here we are again. By way of deception, thou shalt do war. Israel survives by tricking their enemies into fighting each other. Remember what they did over in Libya. This was the whistle was blown on this by a former Mossad agent, Victor Ostrovsky. Israeli agents smuggled a radio transmitter into Libya and started sending out messages on frequencies they knew the U.S. was listening to, saying, we're going to bomb this, we're going to blow up, we're going to strike the great Satan. And they tricked Reagan into bombing Libya, bombing Gaddafi. They aimed directly for Gaddafi. They missed him. They killed his five-year-old daughter. And Gaddafi hadn't done anything at all. It was all a fraud and a frame-up. And that is what Israel likes to do, to trick the U.S. into wars. Trick the U.S. into wars on Israel's enemies. Same thing with the Levon affair. Israeli agents blow up targets inside Egypt. Blame the Egyptians. Same with the USS Liberty. Attack the USS Liberty, try and sink it, blame Egypt for that. The U.S. had a nuclear-armed strike in the air on the way to Cairo before the deception came out. Same thing may have been true of the USS Cole. A lot of funny stuff going on about exactly how that got blown up. And, oh, the Yemenites did it. Go hate the Yemenites. Now, on a personal, individual level, psychiatrists have a name for this. It's called Let's You and Him Fight. And it's a little mind game that people who feel very insecure and powerless like to play so they can feel good about themselves, where they get bigger people to fight amongst each other. They cause problems because they get a thrill out of tricking other people into fighting each other because cockfighting is illegal in the state they live in. And if you want a good example of that, Stephen, I'm trying to think of the author, Stephen King. He writes all these wonderful books, and I don't like spooky books, but he just seems to have such a bead on human nature. And he wrote this wonderful book, Needful Things. The movie did not do it justice. I know if you've seen the movie, go get the book anyway and read it, because it basically illustrates how certain evil people will go out and try and just trick others into fighting each other. And that's what Israel likes to do. And apparently they got caught trying to do it, trying to hijack a Russian ship and get the war going that way. So they botched that one. What are they planning now here? That will be the next thing. All righty, let's see. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. My loving wife is sending me messages saying, take a deep breath and slow down. You're going way too fast. All right, I will try and slow down just a little tiny bit. There's been another West Bank mound, and apparently, again, the settlers are behind it, and neither the police or the Israeli military will do anything to intervene. All right, turning to the domestic economic situation, as you probably heard earlier in the day, the Federal Reserve announced they were going to keep interest rates down in order to stimulate the economy, and there was a brief flurry of activity on the stock market. Huzzah, huzzah, the market went up. It's already back down in the red. It's not holding on any longer. Now, another interesting report came out where Bernanke is saying that the unemployment rate will stay above 8% for 2012. Try 32% above. They're still pushing this 8-9%. And it's election year wishful thinking, and we know it is a complete crock of bovine excrement. USDA choice, but still bovine excrement. Now, that official jobless figure of 8% is calculated from people just now filing for unemployment and still receiving benefits and looking for work. But it does not include the 86 million Americans who have been out of work for so long they've exhausted all of their benefits. They can't find any work. Many of them have quit looking. You know, if you've sent out 5,000 resumes and you haven't gotten a positive result, a certain lack of enthusiasm becomes inevitable. But they're considered invisible. They're not counted as part of the official unemployment figures. And it's just another mathematical lie, because if you take that 86 million invisible unemployed and you add it to the official 12.5 million official unemployed, and then you subtract out people too young to work, people too old to work, you basically come out to a true unemployment jobless rate in the United States of America of 40%. And that is far worse than the Great Depression of the 1930s. And that is the reality they don't want you to be thinking about during this election year. We're going to grab a phone call here. David in Buenos Aires. Aloha, David. Welcome to the show. ¿Cómo está? And what's on your mind? Oh, he dropped. Okay, right. Well, sorry about that. Man, I tried to get to that call just as fast as I could. I'm sorry about that. Now, probably if you have been watching C-SPAN, you have been seeing this very embarrassing situation where Jamie Dimon, the CEO of J.P. Morgan Chase, has been before the Senate Banking Committee answering questions about just how this whole Wall Street mess got to be such a mess. And the first day he showed up, he's got his little presidential cufflinks that he got from being a supporter and donor of President Obama. And it's basically his way of flashing around, the president's got my back. And everybody is saying it was almost embarrassing how the Congress was groveling before Jamie Dimon. And I remember watching this one guy was saying, you know, forget about all the criminality, forget about the fraud and everything. What can we as the Congress do to make Wall Street's life easier? Basically confirming that it is Jamie Dimon and not the Congress who was in charge. Now, a lot of people are saying, well, Congress is groveling to Jamie Dimon because he's a big Obama supporter and he had his presidential cufflinks, but it's actually a little more fundamental than that. Okay? Because what's going on here is that J.P. Morgan Chase's credit default swaps are a big part of the current support for the U.S. government's own economy and finances. Financial analysts Jim Willey and Rob Kirby are suggesting that the $3 billion-plus losses in London hedging transactions that are the subject of the hearing can be traced not to European sovereign debt as claimed, but to the record low interest rates maintained on U.S. government bonds, which are persisting to this very day. So basically, Wall Street has tangled up U.S. government debt with their own financial shenanigans, and that is why the U.S. government cannot, dares not do anything to hold Wall Street to account. Unlike Iceland and now apparently Spain. They're getting ready to start throwing their bankers in prison here. Little factoid before we head into the commercial break here. A dollar's worth of whatever products in 1913 cost $23.52 today, which means whatever you paid a dollar for when the Federal Reserve was created now costs $23.52. That is the blessing the private central bank issuing the public currency as a loan at interest has brought to all of America. Do you not feel proud and grateful for the Congress and the president of 1913 to have done this to us? They did very well out of the deal back in 1913. They knew they weren't going to live long enough to have to suffer the consequences. One of the downfalls of a government system with short terms. They can do whatever they want for the term, and hey, it's somebody else's problem after that. Let's see. Now, sad little story here. We had been feeling kind of overjoyed because the Senate had voted down a bill to block food stamp monies. You know, we put up this video that we made of local churches trying to come in and do food collections for kids whose families are on food stamps because already the food stamp money does not last to the end of the month. And we put that video up again at whatreallyhappened.com because apparently today, it's kind of a, we're going to show you who's in charge. The Senate overwhelmingly rejected a bid to preserve $4.5 billion in food stamp funding as part of the Farm Bill. The amendment to keep that spending there was voted down by an overwhelming majority. So this Congress can send billions of your dollars to Israel, but they don't want to feed your children. How much longer are you going to put up with this? We'll be right back. As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
Tonight. And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And economists are looking at the growing trend toward automation, robotic factories, and the failure of educational systems in many countries, such as the United States, to adequately prepare students for work in a modern technological marketplace, and are saying basically that by the year 2020, some 90 million workers they simply will not be needed. There will be no place for them whatsoever. And so, well, I guess just used up in the next world war here. Because they are talking about, again, 2.5% of the world population, which is what they threw away on World War II. But it saved the banks, and that makes it all worth it. All righty, we are hearing more concern from the British bank officials that the bailouts aren't going to keep the problem from they're not curing the problem. It's just delaying the symptoms, and they're making the actual eventual crash that much worse. They're saying over in Britain, get ready for layman's style reruns. They're trying to bail out Spain and Italy. And again, it's not a bailout. It's just another loan. And here is where it's going to get a little bit tricky. As you probably know, over the last several weeks, the opinion of the world has been to basically to blame Germany and say Germany must do more because they've got all this money, because they've got all this manufacturing, they sell all this really cool stuff around the world. And since they have worked hard and had exports and acquired all this money, that they are somehow morally obligated to bail out the rest of the European Union. And so far, Merkel has been going along with this and looting the German nation and the German people to bail out all these other countries that fell victim to, well, like Greece did to Goldman Sachs. Now the Constitutional Court of Germany has ruled that Merkel overstepped her authority. And she does not legally have the right to be sending Germany's wealth to any other country as a bailout for the rest of Europe. It says the German parliament has that authority. And the German parliament has not agreed to any of this. And so this may be the end of any more German looting to balance the books in the rest of Europe. Now, as you know, down at the G20, they're not making any progress whatsoever, because it started out with the president of the European Union Commission, José Manuel Barroso, basically saying the same thing that we have been telling you on this show for quite some time. The cause of this entire global economic melt traces all the way back to Wall Street's mortgage-backed security fraud, which remains unprosecuted to this day, and to this reckless, unregulated derivatives market, which is leaving everybody, is something, a total of $200 trillion in exposures if all these credit default swaps come due. And so Barroso is saying, we got to put the blame where the blame is. The U.S. did this to everybody else. And he's absolutely right about that. Why would they be so reckless? Why would Obama, why would indeed Bush allow this to go on and not arrest or prosecute anybody? Well, maybe there was another agenda behind it. We've all been talking about Agenda 21. We're talking about all the globalists who want to stand on a pyramid of their own glory and say, I'm the king of the world, and all the rest of this other stuff. And what is going on is apparently somebody leaked a draft of the European Union summit conclusions. Basically, they're talking about the global banking cartel that they want to bring into existence. Remember, this push for a global government rests on a foundation of three pillars. The first one was global warming, human-caused global warming. It's all your fault. The Earth is dying. Therefore, you must submit to a global environmental authority that will tell you how to live your life, how much electricity you're allowed to use, how big a house you may live in, how much gas you may have, in order to save Mother Earth from you icky-poo humans out there. The second pillar under the foundation was the global flu pandemic that they tried to basically hype up a couple of years ago. And it turned out to be no more serious than ordinary seasonal flu. But they were out there selling vaccines and saying there must be a global health authority to whom all humans will submit for their medical care. Sort of an HMO on steroids kind of a situation. And the third pillar was the global financial meltdown, which it was believed would lead to a huge public outcry for a global Federal Reserve, a global private central bank managing debt all over the planet. And by the way, this document says that's exactly what it's going to do. It's going to pool all of the debt of the smaller national regional banks into a giant debt bundle that the people of planet Earth will be taxed uniformly to support. That's it right there on that document, the global fascist dictatorship they're trying to bring about. And they're trying as hard as they can. Now, fractures are showing in this situation, mostly coming from the fact that the member nations and member regions are so desperate for money, they're kind of losing sight of that global objective. Now, you know that, okay, we got to take a break here for commercials. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth. Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
What really happened? Wouldn't you like to know? Judas, Christ, and Pharaoh. Maybe I'm afraid to know. Tired of the mainstream media lies. Listen to the microphone, open your eyes. Judas, Christ, and Pharaoh. Really happened to know.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking about fractures. See, here's what's going to bring down this push for a global fascist dictatorship. The individual member nations or unions are in such dire financial straits, they're going to start turning on each other just to survive. And that is going to, that's going to be what prevents the formation of this giant superbank that this policy paper is trying to sell. And as an indicator of that, apparently, in their rush to find hidden money overseas, remember the U.S. has been going after all these Swiss banks who are holding money for U.S. citizens and not revealing details about the accounts. Well, now, apparently, the U.S. government has gone after the Swiss branches of two Israeli banks. That is definitely going to be causing a diplomatic rift. You're not allowed to do that, and this will cause even more friction with the U.S. and Israel. Now, let's see. Moving right along here. As you're probably aware, Japan just suffered a major typhoon. The good news is, as far as anybody can tell, no physical damage to the structure of Fukushima was caused by Typhoon, I guess it's pronounced Guchol. But as far as what radioactive materials were sucked up by the storm and blown downwind, that is still to be determined. However, there's apparently another typhoon on the way up the coast, and this first one basically saturated the ground. They're worried about landslides, floods, mudslides, all kinds of stuff going on. Apparently, TEPCO has simply run out of places to store all this radioactive water that has been accumulating around Fukushima Daiichi to keep the reactor cores and fuel pools cool down. They're just going to start dumping it into the ocean. What they're going to do here. My goodness here. Let's see. It looks like we've maybe got a caller coming on the line here. And, well, we'll let him type a little bit more here. Okay, Bill in Texas. Aloha, Bill. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello?
Hi, Bill. You're on the air. What's on your mind?
I went to a lecture in the 80s from this economist who talked about how the word recession was basically made up because we were going into a depression. This was earlier. And he says, if you look at old books on economics from the 40s and 50s, you won't find the word recession in them.
Yeah, that's right. Basically, the word recession was made up because everybody had a bad association with the word depression. And so they keep changing the word so that they can basically talk about an economic downturn without bringing forward all that emotional baggage from the previous disasters. And they were using words like correction and adjustment and softening and easing. It's just like they call quantitative easing. Basically, it's, you know, it's inflation. It's forced inflation. It's hyperinflation.
And the only other thing I have real quick, when I was 9, 10 years old in the early 60s, this would have been 63, 64, my mom would send me to the store with a dollar, and I would buy a gallon of milk, loaf of bread, pack of cigarettes, and I better darn well bring home that 15 cents change.
Yeah, I remember those days. I remember those days. Same thing.
Just to give you an idea how bad things got now.
Well, I'll give you a good example right now. My wife and I went down to our local supermarket the other day, and we did shopping. And the groceries cost more than I paid for my first car. I mean, that is, and yes, I'm getting on in years. I'm going to be 60 this summer, and I'm not looking forward to that at all. So I guess I'm officially a curmudgeon now. But no, it is. It's completely out of control. And every time the Federal Reserve turns on those printing presses, actually they pay the Treasury Department to do it, but every time they print up more money out of thin air, it takes real purchasing power and wealth away from the people. It's sort of like magic remote control robbery. Back when the nation was started, the money was based on silver and gold, and the paper money was merely a claim check, so you didn't have to carry all that weight around. But that paper note was not the money. It was merely a placeholder, a claim check for the money. The silver was the money, and once you had that in your hand, nobody could make it change value. And that was what gave the American people freedom and economic power in their hands. And then as soon as the silver system was set aside and it went to these debt-based currency in the Federal Reserve, the people lost control of their own wealth. Because it doesn't matter how hard you work and how much you save, at a moment's notice, the government and the bank can wave their little magic Voldemort wand and say, the money that you've got is now worth only half of what it was yesterday. And they very rarely do it in that dramatic a step, but they did do it once back in the 1990s because of all the Japanese money that was coming in and buying up real estate and to change the balance of trade. In fact, that's what triggered the real estate boom for the Japanese in the United States of America was the overnight devaluation of the dollar relative to Japan by about 50%. And the American people weren't allowed to vote on that. They weren't allowed to decide whether or not they wanted their money to stay the same worth from one day to the next. That decision was made for them by the government and the bankers. And that's what makes us a slave.
When I was in junior high school, I don't remember what year, they started coming out with the new silver dollars and quarters that had the copper in them. And even in junior high school, I can remember as kids talking about, this isn't real money.
Yeah, I remember exactly the same thing. I was still living in New England farm country at the time, and the coins came out. And I remember watching on the TV where they were just saying, this is exactly the same as the silver money. See, there's that little copper thing on the edge. Yeah, but it's still the same, and it's still 25 cents. And I remember, even as a little kid, you know, just being aware they were just pushing this idea as hard as possible, that this new money was just as good as the old money. And everybody around was saying, no, it isn't. The silver was the money, and they understood the silver was the money, not the paper note. And, you know, this day and age, of course, the public schools are teaching the paper note, that unit of debt is the money, and no other money is allowed, which is why they're going after places like the Liberty Dollar and the Ron Paul Dollar and taking care of all of that stuff.
My first new car I bought was $2,900 in the early 70s.
Yeah, that's about right. That's about right. It was amazing. I mean, go ahead.
I was going to say, and it was a cheap car, don't get me wrong. I mean, a good car was $5,000, but a cheap car was less than $3,000.
It actually
was. I got to run.
All right. Thanks an awful lot here. No, you're absolutely right. This piece of crap Xterra made in Tennessee that my wife and I endured this last year cost us more than my parents' first house did, by a huge margin. And again, when they print up that money, people who have like brokerage accounts and everything, they're seeing the numbers go up on that brokerage account. They think they're getting rich. They're not. Because whatever money you're getting off the gains at the stock market, of which there were none today, it's not keeping up with the rate of inflation. I don't understand why anybody is buying treasury bills right now, because whatever the rate of return on the treasury bills is less than the rate of inflation. It's a depreciating asset. Why would anybody invest in something that's losing money hand over fist, losing real worth? Now, they're going to game the system so the numbers look like they're getting bigger. But that's because the numbers themselves are subject to change, and they're subject to change because our monetary system is not based on an absolute unit of value. It is nothing but manipulated debt.
It might be hard to find, but Ralph Nader put out a chart, the buying power of the average American citizen. And they didn't talk about wages. They talk about buying power, and it's been going downhill since the 70s. And keep up the good work, and goodbye.
All right, thanks an awful lot. Somebody once did this kind of interesting experiment where they equated your buying power and your wealth in terms of something we all agreed of uniform value, which was the Big Mac. Now, that's kind of bogus, because the Big Macs have been getting smaller and smaller and thinner over the last several years, and a former McDonald's employee had kept all of the wrappings for Big Macs as kind of a hobby, and when he lined them all up, he could just see very clearly smaller and smaller and smaller that were going along there. But even so, despite that shrinkage, when you calculated your earnings and your lifestyle and your wealth based on Big Macs, very much so in decline. Very much so in decline here. Alrighty, I have a little story, and I would like to see this get a huge amount of play. And basically what it is, this Iranian-American woman walked into one of the Apple stores and wanted to buy an iPad. 19-year-old lady. And this Apple store in Georgia refused to sell her the iPad after he heard her speaking in Farsi. And was very upsetting to her. And local TV station WSB-TV sent a reporter over to say, what's going on? And the employee said, we don't sell products to anyone from Iran. And apparently this is an official policy, at least at the store. I don't know if it's Apple-wide. Now, I wonder, I have to ask here, if Apple had been in Germany in 1941, would they refuse to sell their products to Jews? Because it feels very much like the same thing here. Oh, they're the bad people. They're the others. We will not share the blessings of our modern technology with them, even though they come from China. Now, I went over to Apple's store website, and predictably, they don't make it easy to complain. But if you're not doing anything else, you might call 1-800-MY-APPLE, and since they're paying for the phone call, let them know how you feel about this racially based discrimination. I think Apple ought to spend a little less time worrying about who their customers are and a little more time fixing the problems in their products, of which there are many. And by the way, Apple, if you're watching me here on Justin TV, I bought this for my wife because those little iPhone screens are really too small to read, and this is an Android. It is not an iPad. Android, Android, Android. So there. We do not cure racism by being racist here. And as if that was not enough, there's a new little wrinkle floating around the intellectual property courts. And it has to do with if you sell your used iPad, you may be a copyright criminal. Starting to sound like an old Jeff Foxworthy routine. If you have a record you throw in the trash, you might be a copyright criminal. And apparently the U.S. Supreme Court is upholding this idea that if you are selling your used iPad, you first must go around and get permission from copyright holders of anything left on it, up to and including apps and the operating system. Because after all, you don't own that stuff. You merely licensed it. You are not in possession of your own hardware and software under a fascist dictatorship. You're only allowed to have it temporarily. And, of course, the real goal here isn't to protect the copyright interests of the people whose apps that you have or the operating system or any artwork or MP3s you leave on there. The goal here is to shut down the resale market for used equipment because as the economy tightens up, people who want an iPad, they're not buying new iPads. They're going down to the little game store or the used bookstore and used video store, and you can see in every, they've got the glass case full of last year's iPads that people have brought in and sold because they bought the new hip one, and they sell the old one. And you can go down and you can get an iPad 1 for a few hundred dollars, and a lot of people are doing that. But that, of course, cuts into the profits of the Apple Corporation. We can't have that. So we're going to start putting legal impediments in the way of selling your used equipment. It's a copyright violation. You can't do that. You must crush it up and put it in a landfill, and so that people can't buy a used iPad. They will then go out and buy a new iPad, and America's economy will be restored. No, it won't. They'll just learn to get along without iPads, or they'll buy the much lower, less expensive Androids. This money junkie thinking has come to haunt the Apple Computer Corporation. And it's not just Apple. We're starting to see all these laws around here about how you may not pick up items left in the trash, like used computers. That's now the property of the state and its recycling program, which we don't actually have one. The last recycler on the island went out of business. But there is still a law in Hawaii that once computers and electronic equipment are out on the curbside, you may not recycle them. That was an issue for me because my wife and I are part of this charity called Hawaii's Computers for Kids, where we would grab these machines, we'd refurbish them, we'd load new operating systems on there, and then we would find places to donate them to schools and churches and places like that who couldn't afford computers. We set up a beautiful computer lab over at the Trinity United Methodist Church. We called it the Trinity United Methodist Church Computer Lab, or the Meth Lab for short. And that's where we got the computers, curbsides, and we put them all together. Well, we can't do that anymore. You're not allowed to pick up a computer and give it to the church. That church, if it wants a computer, they should go buy one. We're starting to see all these suggestions where OSHA and safety inspectors have to start going to yard sales and garage sales to make sure that dangerous products are not being sold to the public, with the cost of enforcement to be billed against the yard sale and garage sale owners who must now get a license. And it has nothing to do with health and safety. They're trying to basically shut down yard sale and garage sales. Just throw that stuff in the landfill. We've got to make people go buy new things at the store because they're going to get new things that are designed to fail after 3 months. And then they'll buy another new one. And that's how we'll keep America's economy strong, by keeping everybody working as hard as they can just to stay exactly where they are. Because that's what planned obsolescence is all about. And like I said in that documentary on the light bulb conspiracy, and I am not kidding you about this, there was a serious proposal made during the last Great Depression to mandate planned obsolescence, where when you bought a product, it came with an expiration date. And if you were caught using that product after that date, if you hadn't gone back to the store and bought a new one, you could be fined and go to jail. That's money junkie thinking. That is fascism right there in your face. And they're doing it all over the place. This law, this idea that you cannot sell your used computers because it's a copyright violation for the content that's on there, it's just there to force people to go buy new equipment and not use old equipment anymore. That's what it is. By the way, the Computers for Kids thing is pretty much shut down now. There are just too many annoyances in the way, environmental this and business that and license that, insurance exposure, whatever. And now this idea that we can't pull equipment out of the trash to get parts to rebuild the machines. That's just nonsense. You want something, you go buy a new one, and then you buy the new one again, and you buy the new one again, because that's how we're keeping the American economy going. We're going to take a break for commercials. We're going to be right back. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. We need some callers. Call on in and yell and scream about whatever you want. We'll be right back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Working two jobs, it's never seen to me. She often goes hungry, so her babies can't eat. The fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him's the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter. If someone wants to help her, walk on water. We've destroyed her faith, dreams.
America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go to the phone. Steve in Ontario. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, buddy. I just wanted to put in a plug for my hometown here. You were talking about iPads and, you know, different tablets and stuff. I happen to live in the hometown of the best tablet on the market right now, the only tablet that's been certified by the U.S. military for security, and that is the BlackBerry Playbook. It still has the best encryption in the world, and I mean, as far as security goes, it's unbelievable. I own one. It's got the latest flash player on it, and you can download. BlackBerry is just getting ready to introduce their brand new operating system that they've been developing now for a couple of years.
Okay, all right. I appreciate the endorsement, but it is sounding like a commercial here. And if you want to advertise on Republic Broadcasting, you can call Mike Powers and set that up here. Let me ask you one quick question, though, because many years ago, somebody gave me a BlackBerry, back when it still looked like the BlackBerry because of all the buttons on it and everything.
Yep.
Does it still offload a lot of its work onto the BlackBerry servers, or is it a little bit more self-contained? Because the BlackBerry back then had the same failing as GPS in your cell phone. If you were away from the cell tower, it stopped working completely.
Well, I don't work for BlackBerry, just to be totally upfront. I'm a homer. I'm a total homer. But no, I mean, as far as they've advanced their technology dramatically over the last number of years, and me and my kids and my wife, we all own them. And there's no dead areas. There's no failings as far as that goes. The transfer of data is seamless. And like I said, with this new operating system,
will they sell them to Iranians?
What's that?
Will they sell them to Iranians?
Well, I don't know. I think so, but they were definitely, remember when the whole uprising in the Middle East started, and in Britain last year, all the governments came down on the head office of Waterloo here and told them that you have to release your encryption, otherwise we will shut you down, because this is how all the uprisings, a lot of them were being organized through the BlackBerry Messenger, because they couldn't decode them. So BlackBerry resisted as much as they could. They kind of gave up a little bit, but it's still, their encryption's phenomenal. And I wish they would advertise on RBN and every other Patriot radio station, because it is the ideal unit. It represents what we're standing for: privacy, individuality, getting the government out of our face. And that's what made them so big, and what has hurt them.
Let me interrupt here, because we're coming up on the station identification break here, and I'm sorry to cut you off here, but if anybody from BlackBerry is listening to this, first of all, you know, Steve here makes a great spokesman. You know, hire him and give him a paycheck right now. Second of all, I think obviously BlackBerry has a window of opportunity, because I think this situation where the Apple Store simply refused to sell to this Iranian-American woman, yeah, that's going to open up a huge opportunity for other tablet makers to come in and say, well, we're cheaper and, you know, we're not racist, so, you know, come on in and buy our product. And I know BlackBerry's kind of seen as the underdog, so there's an opportunity there. We got to take a break for station identification. Steve, thank you for the call. We're going to be back here really soon. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443.
The next